The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, what's going on there, Selena?
Hi, JV.
Hi, Graham.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Hi, Natasha, running around. We'll sign this thing on.
Stop.
Stop.
The JV Show on a Thursday.
Okay.
I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
Let's get right to it. 3% of people say they have paid more than $100 for a sex toy. You think, sickos? You want to judge these people? Or is it like, hey, you know, you are serious about your business? Your downstairs business?
Probably
you
just
walk into a store and say that, I'm here for my downstairs business.
Yeah, and I
want to do $100 at least.
Yes. No, people. Some people like their stuff high end.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe you just don't want the cheap stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, because it's like and plastic is flying across the room.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're made of. I don't have it. Graham, you have stuff stockpiled in the garage. What do you spend on average on it?
Probably, you know, $40 to $50.
$40 to $50.
Oh, that's the cheap stuff then. If people are spending $100.
Yeah, but the $50 to $100 range, you start getting better battery life, obviously. And that's the most important thing. You
quieter.
Really want these things to be able to go.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and the noise can be an issue,
self-cleaning,
too.
Self-cleaning, hopefully.
Oh, they have that.
I don't know.
I think you do know. Oh, it's Kay.
Oh, hey. This is a family show.
And Selena, you said you have a new boyfriend and you've buried yours in the backyard for a little while. Is that on Urban Dictionary? buried my toy in the backyard?
I don't think you even have to go on Urban Dictionary. We know what that means.
What do you spend on average?
You know, I like the good stuff. So I could see like 100.
Wow.
100 bucks.
Yeah, that's nice.
You guys, this is really sad. I've never had my own naughty toy.
What?
I know.
I've got some under my desk over here in the studio. True story.
No, thanks.
I'll give you one.
I've glanced at those.
Okay.
I did like window shopping. Would I want that? No. Would I want that? No.
You're not even slightly like interested.
Oh,
like,
I told you before I'm interested. Natasha showed me one of these dolls again. They're starting to turn into humans. She goes, look at this. And I go, whoa. And she goes, yeah, that's not a real person. I'm like, wow, that would be fantastic to just give it a run.
What about
not second or third?
Yeah.
Not fourth or fifth. But, you know, just give it a try out.
What about one that doesn't have the entire body attached, like just the business?
Here it is.
You put it in a drawer.
This is what it is right here.
Just holding it up.
Doesn't your
it's
mattress
at the end of his
count
wrist.
As one of
that
your
was back. Don't bring up my mattress.
Yeah, you don't use the mattress now, do you?
Don't shame my mattress. No, that was a long time
ago. Did you ever name her?
I did not.
You should have.
What would I name her?
Kay.
That's my mother's name.
You sicko.
I forgot.
You're sick.
Can you imagine that my dad walks in, I'm calling my mattress Kay?
Yeah.
My mother's name? Anyway, moving on to something else. Here's an article titled, How to Politely Decline a Handshake. Number one, do not say, I don't want to spread germs. By the way, that's what I say. If you don't want to shake someone's hand, hey, you know what? I don't want to spread germs. So, but they're saying that tells the other person that you have something. You're kind of saying, I've got germs, and it freaks them out.
Okay.
I wouldn't be freaked out by that. I'd be like, okay, I get that. You don't want to like mix up whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody has something.
Let's not
mix. Maybe not sickness, but yeah.
Right. The next one, stop, drop, and nod. It involves a pause and then clasping your hands behind your back, and then you just kind of nod.
Nobody does that. Stop, drop, and nod. I thought you meant you were going to get down and do a somersault on the ground. Instead of somebody puts their hand out to shake it, you get down and roll around on the ground. Yeah, that'll stop it.
And this is embarrassing. Air high fives are perfectly acceptable.
Huh?
How do you work that out? You go, okay, I just did it, but now air high five. Okay, ready? That's too involved.
You got to plan it out. Like, ready, set, go.
And then if the other person, like, doesn't know what you're doing and
they hit you in the mouth, now their fingers are in your mouth.
And you just look stupid to everybody else around.
Right. What's that person doing? I can tell you what I did yesterday. Natasha and I, we go to meet a friend over at the park. We're hanging out with the dogs and they live in the area. We're like, we're going to be there if you want to come over. This dude comes out with a cough.
Uh-oh.
And not only did I yell like, you a-hole, like I'm yelling at people now, you a-hole. And then I ran and hid behind a tree and I made him talk around the tree the whole time.
That's a nice conversation.
One of the biggest trees there is. He's like, dude, I'm not contagious. I go, I don't care. You coughed. He goes, I can't even see you. I go, well, I can hear you from the other side of the tree. And then we made it a real, I just lied. I go, anyway, babe, don't we have to go?
Oh, we have a thing. I know we just invited you here, but we actually have a thing.
Yesterday, we didn't get to Graham's Cool or Nots. We'll do a couple of them.
All right, what do you guys think? Cool or not, this old guy that was working out at my gym yesterday wearing a cardigan sweater and a full-on scarf. It was 70 degrees out, by the way. More than 70 degrees, probably. It was hot.
And, like, who wears a cardigan sweater?
I know. Nerd alert.
Nobody. I know. Cardigans are cute sometimes. Did it have a cute
at
pattern?
The gym?
What did it look? I mean, just in general, but.
It didn't have much of a pattern, sort of plain color, but the scarf was colorful. And, like, I mean, the guy looked like he was going to a ski lodge. Like, he was in full. He was not wearing workout pants either. He was wearing trousers.
Maybe,
like,
he ran out of gym clothes.
He just wanted to sweat extra.
Yeah. I don't like either one of those. You run out of gym clothes, you go, where's my cardigan?
Oh,
and plus you want to sweat extra? Well, then put on a hoodie.
Yeah, you don't.
Maybe he didn't own one. Why are you guys cardigan shaming?
Because you don't wear a cardigan to work out.
Maybe no. You don't wear trash bags to go for jogs either. People do that.
Oh, no, that's smart. That'll make you sweat like
so
crazy.
So will a cardigan.
I used to do that a long time ago.
Maybe
you wear
he was
a trash
just
bag?
Wanting to work out his legs, not his upper body. So.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, my upper half could go sailing at any moment.
But he didn't have shorts on. He didn't have workout pants on. He had a pair of khakis on. They looked.
Oh,
like,
he did.
Yes, he was. This guy was the most formal looking guy dressed for winter, by the way, full on snowstorm. But he's there exercising at the gym.
He might have been there as like some maybe the manager.
Undercover.
Yes. Tried to blend
in. Here's the thing. That's not blending in. Here's the thing about undercover is you don't want to stand out. You're at the gym in a cardigan, and you've got an earpiece, and you have some really dark glasses.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
No, it's not cool.
Why?
It ain't.
He's old, probably losing his mind anyways. Let him just wear what he wants.
No, go down to the store and get a pair of shorts and a t-shirt.
Why didn't you say that to his face?
Like a normal person.
Maybe he almost did.
I thought about it, but I didn't. I didn't want to talk to you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Shabba dabba doo da. Maroon 5, Wild 94.9. What's going on? It's the JV Show. Happy Thursday. I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
Graham said a guy wore a cardigan to the gym. Here's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
One day soon, it can be a photo competition or a video competition. We see who can wear the most ridiculous thing to the gym. That would be kind of cool.
We could
do photos from home.
Okay.
I can't this weekend. I got things I'm doing. I got things I'm taking care of. Or do we get it actually on video so we're working out in this ridiculous thing? I think we do that.
Just let us know. I got a bunch of different cardigans, you know, ready to go.
That would be the most ridiculous thing.
Yes.
That would be very sad and pathetic. Not pathetic, but
no,
but
it
sad.
Is.
Okay.
It's fine.
Natasha said that somebody posted on her IG a way that people can greet one another. A lot of people feel like now we should do away with the handshake. It's just time. Yeah, you know, it's passing germs around. So what did someone share on your Instagram? The way to greet one another.
The finger gun and then shoot at each other with your
like
finger.
Like that. Hey.
It's too violent. I don't want to promote
but
violence.
With the sound effects, like every time you walk up to someone and there's like five people. Hey. Oh.
I mean.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, different gun every time.
Yes.
I like it.
Go ahead and greet me and then Natasha and Selena and mix it up.
Okay. Hey. Selena. Natasha, that was a ray gun there at the end.
Yeah,
see, here's
I
the
like
thing.
It. I like it a lot.
I like it, but I mean, you guys know that type of violence has already been banned in many schools. So what would we
really? You can't.
What would we be teaching our children?
That's violence.
No finger guns.
Wait, that's in the category of violence.
Yeah, you can't finger gun at school.
Yeah,
you can't.
No.
Can. Wow.
Maybe it's just the way you're doing it. I think if you double clasp, if you lock your hands in like this, and then you point those two fingers, I don't like that. But if you just do
what
a little
a sideways,
don't do that either.
Can't do that one.
But
that
if you do a tiny little kid finger, that's just like
wait, careful.
Well, hey,
careful how you're phrasing.
Okay, let me try that again. If you do a little finger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, nope, that's going to get banned. That's pretty much banned at most schools.
Yeah, but what's so bad with the, you know, just a little kid with the little pew, pew, pew. That gets them thrown in jail, huh?
Yep.
Interesting.
They lose recess.
All right.
So Willow Smith, she's been really vocal about her anxiety issues. She has like major, major anxiety. Well, she and her boyfriend, they kicked off this 24-hour art exhibit thing last night. It's called The Anxiety, where she and her guy, they are locked inside a box for 24 hours on display. So people that want to go check out the art exhibit, they can go. And I guess the box it's clear so they can see the outside, but they're going to be like painting and writing different things from the inside. Would you last locked in a box for 24 hours?
I wonder if she, I'm sorry, I want to use my challenge card. As someone that suffers from anxiety in a weird sort of disorder that I've had my whole life, I could not get locked in a box. And the fact that she's like, I've got anxiety. Here's what I want to do. Lock myself into something. Well, then I don't think you do.
How big is this thing?
How big's your box?
Yeah, I want to know.
Let me see, because it's already happening. Let me see if I can
you
find any pictures.
You are really
going to
search Willow Smith's box?
Yeah, how big? Careful.
Yeah, I am.
I would just go
she's
to
over
sleep.
18.
Oh, you go to sleep?
Yeah.
You can't.
That's not really the art.
They're doing art on the inside. Oh. Willow Smith live box.
Could you do that, Graham? Could you lock yourself into something?
I don't know. Like, I like to think I'm not that claustrophobic until you get in that situation. And if you let that one seed of panic in your head and
now you're like, get me out,
where you break calm, then you will start to freak out. You can work yourself into a panic so quick. I mean, that's what happens to people that are claustrophobic, and I feel like I could do it. But man, that would be really tough.
Could you do like 1 hour, JV? Do you think you could do any time?
Do I have Chris Angel in there with me?
Of course. Mind Freak?
Just in case. Freak. Yeah. So we can get you out.
No, I couldn't do an hour. What, Natasha?
If you're locked in there for 24 hours, what do you do if you have to go to the bathroom?
It's like that hammock. There's a hammock in a documentary that has a hole.
Yeah, but is it like those things where they're like, well, they get a 15-minute break
I hate that.
If that's the case, sign me up. I can do that. No problem. I get to get out and stretch my legs and go to the bathroom every hour. Big deal.
The people now that break a Guinness Book of World Records, they're like, dude, I was skipping rope for 4 days, but I got to go home and sleep at night, and I also got, several 30-minute breaks.
Yeah. Like, no, total that's cheating. Not a record.
By the way, I can't find how big her box is.
You can't get Willow Smith's box.
I mean, it's
box.
Enough for two people to, get in there.
Yeah. I'm sure her parents are glad that you can find that.
Yes.
That's all I want to know, is that if you're searching for my daughter's name, Graham, what do you got?
Speaking of the Guinness Book of World Records, JV, a woman in Virginia, she's seeking Guinness recognition for her huge beaver memorabilia collection. Lori Gongware says she started collecting beaver-related items back in 1996, kind of as a joke, but people started giving her stuff, and it just sort of took off, and now she has entire rooms in her house just filled with beavers. Lori said she currently has over 1,456 beaver items, everything from stuffed beavers to beaver bottle openers to beaver coffee cups. She even got a beaver tattoo, you guys. If she invited you inside her house to see it, would you go check out this old woman's massive beaver collection? Beaver collection, beaver.
Yeah.
Massive beaver. It's a collection of the whole room's filled with beavers.
Right. Her massive beaver.
I don't think you guys get it. They're everywhere.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the base number one. Hey, music station, the JV Show. Look, we know that you're tired of hearing about the Rona. So what I've decided, and I hope you guys agree, is we'll just leave it to trending so that you have any information that you need, the latest information. And then as far as today, we're just going to leave it to this one break. So like if someone's podcasting, they can just hit fast forward 30 seconds at a time if they don't even want to hear anything about it. How about that?
Got it.
We'll leave it to this one break. By the way, 51% of online voters say they're not worried about the coronavirus. I think that's good. Stay informed. Follow the basic recommendations. Be aware if your local government is saying, we're going to take these precautions or whatever. And then what you got to do is live your life, right?
Yep.
You just got to live your life. Don't be in a panic. A couple things. Selena.
Yes. So this group of friends in New Jersey, they're embracing the outbreak, if that's what you want to call it, because they threw a whole party. It was coronavirus themed.
Okay, that whole party's getting
they're just living their lives, they wanted to have fun with it,
but
I guess.
But you can't have fun with it. I mean, I know basketball players that made a joke and started rubbing his hands on everything, and then he got it. So this party, you're getting it.
Well, they wore hazmat suits to the party. Everybody had to have a hazmat suit.
Yeah.
And they drank Corona beer.
Love it.
Do you guys think this is going to be like the popular costume this year for Halloween? Do you think there's going to be a company out there that's going to make this?
Yes. So predictable, though.
Yeah.
Please don't. Don't do any Corona Halloween stuff, please.
It's going to happen.
There will be tons of it. There will be the giant Corona bottle wearing a mask costume.
Yeah.
I can almost guarantee that
Hello. Look at me. Hey, pal.
Yeah.
That was a big moneymaker idea right there. You could have sent that over to, what's that big Halloween store? What is it?
Spirit.
You could have drawn up a concept, sent that to them. They would have given him what, like 18 million?
Million.
Probably.
18? Stupid. What are you paying it?
Graham.
Idiot.
I don't know if you guys saw this. Pretty big Twitch streamer. Do you know what that is?
Twitch, yeah.
Yeah, okay, just checking.
Yep.
I know what it is, surprisingly, but...
you just learned... This morning, didn't
you? this guy was posting some videos from his recent time.
Time out. You have not heard of Twitch?
No, of course I've heard of Twitch.
What is it?
Okay.
It's a platform where people can stream themselves.
But he just learned this morning,
to play video games and talk about the game that they're playing. That's the main thing people use Twitch for. I have a friend that works at Twitch, actually.
So oh, you do?
Yes, okay. I do know what it is.
Okay.
but this guy posted some videos of his recent time in Japan, and he captured something that he thought was a little odd, but seemed to see quite a few people there doing it. Instead of wearing masks, men were out wearing women's underwear over their faces. I don't know if this was because there's a mask shortage there. Like there is here,
I'll just take the virus.
Or if it's just a new style.
So you're telling me, JV.
My wife's, yes, but I'm imagining just, you know, the average pair of underwear. I'm not wearing that. I'll just give me the Rona.
What if it's your average pair of granny panties? They're not used. You got them at Walmart, you know.
I cut a couple of eye holes out of it.
Yeah. What if the World Health Organization was like, look,
it's crotchless panties, I'm like a pirate.
They're like
reverse pirate.
Yeah.
They're much softer than
But they're like, look, it's getting bad. We're out of masks. Make one out. Their recommendation is make one out of a pair of women's underwear. JV, would you go to your wife's drawer, grab a pair, go out there like a man?
Oh, no. Hers are too. They're just. She does a thong. It's just one little. It would just be like across under my nose, one little stripe.
Well, if you put enough of them together,
that's all you need to cover is your nostrils and your mouth.
Mm. Yeah, but that There's one enough. Little string's not going to. You're gonna be wearing seven
pairs. Okay, look, that's also an option. Photos from home Monday.
Yes,
we all wear our underwear as a mask.
I'm with that.
Or some underwear.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're just tuning in, we're only doing Rona one break. We know you're tired of it, and we're doing something a little more lighthearted.
Yeah.
Nothing to have you panic. Just wearing women's underwear on your face. Did you just sneeze?
Okay.
Oh my God! I'm panicking. I'm out.
I'm back to panicking.
Sorry.
No, sorry.
At least I'm still alive, you guys, from last week.
Are we allowed to talk about our own personal Wild 94.9 situation?
I don't know.
I just found out about it this morning, so I don't know. Has there been a memo out? Hey, don't talk about it?
There
Not
hasn't
that
been
I know of.
Don't talk about it memo, but I thought it was sort of an understanding.
Is it?
That this is not yet public information.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, my God. I'm dying to know.
No, I don't know.
We can't tell you. Sorry.
Do we just say that? No. Nothing.
We don't want to panic Natasha.
Just
She's the biggest
it.
Hypochondriac yeah. there is on
Wait,
the planet.
Tell
we have to keep this information from Natasha no matter what we do.
Yeah. But whatever happened or didn't happen, happened in the seat you're sitting in on that microphone.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're serious. You swear to God.
We'll just tell you. You know that Princess cruise ship there?
Yes.
I don't know why they decided when they unloaded that thing, they decided to just bring everyone into the studio.
Yeah.
And they were examining people. On the seat you're sitting.
Yeah, and they also conducted exit interviews with everybody, so they had to use a microphone.
Liars.
That was the one that we volunteered.
Yeah.
No, but there is something.
From this seat, from my seat.
No, not your
seat. Well, we don't know.
But not far from it.
Yeah. It's actually mine.
Yeah, it might be yours.
It's actually mine.
Oh, boy.
So we can't talk about it, huh?
Just talk about it. God.
Not supposed to talk about it.
Okay, well, then we won't.
This is horrible for radio.
Yeah.
People understand what happened.
Do you think they do?
Well,
I think they have an idea.
Have a general sense that it may have breached our building.
Someone may have been exposed.
Yeah.
That's all we're saying.
That's all we can say.
Someone may have been exposed and get some time off. I wish it was me.
I know.
Someone might be. I don't think. I it's like they most likely were not, but out of precaution, that's a smart company.
An abundance of
caution. Hey, you go and binge Netflix. Hello.
I heard she's on a cruise going to Mexico.
Oh, you're giving genders
so
now?
So it's a girl.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
You were not supposed to do that.
Are they on this floor?
I heard he is on a cruise.
Oh, that's
too late.
No.
You can't take back the genitals.
I heard they are on a cruise.
Thank you, Sam Smith. I don't think so. And that is our Corona segment.
Yes. Good.
What do you got coming up, Selena?
So, we talked about Harvey Weinstein yesterday being sentenced to 23 years in prison.
Yeah.
What does he do right after that hearing? complain of chest pains. That story coming up inside today's Hottest Trending at the 55s.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, Wild 94.9, what's going on? The JV Show, right into it. Selena, what's up? What is it?
Today's Hottest Trending brought to us by Santa Clara University's Levy School of Business. Learn more at scu.edu/business. Okay, so let's talk Bachelor, shall we?
Yes.
You know, the season just wrapped up. Part 2 of the live finale was on Tuesday. By the end of the show, it was averaging 8.9 million viewers.
That's large.
That's huge.
That's huge.
That made this Bachelor finale, the series' most watched telecast in 4 years.
It did so well. Can I tell you why it did so well?
Why?
Yes,
if I can. It did so well because of the drama. So Pete, the pilot, told, or the mother of Pete, the pilot, told the younger female, I don't like you. I don't want you. And Pete, the pilot, who lives in his mom's basement, was on stage at the finale going, Mom, 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 stop. And she goes, no, I don't want her. And then the younger female, like, she stuck up for herself. She, like, gets in the mom's face and says, hey, the show isn't just about your son finding love. That's why I'm here, too, biatch. The mom then comes off the top turnbuckle or the ropes with a chair and splits her head open.
Oh, nice.
It's like Love and Hip Hop, Bachelor style.
I noticed a lot of people online were like, what is this, Jerry Springer? I don't like this. And I was like, I think this is going to be a surge in the ratings. And from now on, they're going to want to bring this drama. Not just love, but they're going to want the mom to fight with
it.
You know what I mean?
I think I'm officially hopping on the Bachelorette train. Like, I'm tired of feeling left out. I think it's the drama they're bringing. They're also, it's everywhere. It's on social media. And I think with more celebrities watching the show, like Demi Lovato and Justin Bieber were talking about Pilot Pete the other day.
Can I tell you, though, Selena, most of it was boring. Most of the season was boring. Graham, you didn't watch it.
I bailed out because I was like, this is going to be boring.
But I do recommend that you watch. You just got to watch the finale, the two-part finale, where the mom and the daughter get into it.
Yeah.
And we should have expected this. He lives with his mom. We should have known mom was going to be like, no!
Yeah.
And she was bawling. Like, she's like, you can't pick her. I don't like her. And then she talks to the daughter and tells her. She's like, you know why I don't like you? Because you didn't give my son any of that yum, yum, yummy.
Did she say it like that?
Something like that. She was like, you have no right giving my son an ultimatum and talking about whether or not he can have sex with the other girls. I want my son to have sex with all the girls.
Ew.
Nice work, Mom.
It was something like that.
What's nice is you can just watch the finale because Lord knows they spend the first 30 minutes of each episode recapping the entire season or the previous episode. So you can get caught up right there and continue watching the remaining 3 hours or whatever it is, 2 hours over two on two different nights.
Selena, I'll say that again for you and anyone just now tuning in. You can skip the entire Bachelor season because Graham's right. They're going to spend a half hour recapping and then we get to the drama.
Yep.
Okay, I'll just do that then. Yeah. So Harvey Weinstein was taken to the hospital again. Yesterday we talked about Harvey because he was finally sentenced. If you don't know yet, he'll be doing 23 years behind bars. And after his sentencing, just like last time he was in court, he started complaining about chest pain. So last night he was transferred to Bellevue Hospital in Manhattan. Now he does have something wrong with his heart. Like last time he was there, they had to perform surgery and they put a stent in there. So yesterday, we don't know if they kept him for sure, but his spokesperson said that they wanted him to remain there for observation. So most likely he did. By the way, officials in LA have already started extradition processing to bring him out here to face more charges. Mm. So yeah, he's...
I think what they do, if he wants to go to the hospital and get treatment, the people that are going to take him should do what he used to do to females. I'll take you if you give me a little something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You want to get out of yourself for a little bit and go down to the hospital?
You want to go to the hospital? You got to give me a little something in the back of the ambulance. You know what I mean? That's how you're going to get ahead in this business.
Can't do that.
Oh. I thought you said
yesterday. No, but he should get some of his own medicine.
Yeah. I thought you said yesterday he was going to be his prison sentence. He was going to be in prison till he was at least 100. You said yesterday.
Did I do the math wrong? 90. You're right. I did it wrong.
Okay. Because I was like, I just had to look it up. I was like, he's 67. He got 23.
I did the math wrong. My bad. Yeah. So until he's 90.
Got it.
People wanted to see your bun, Selena. I'm just making
sure. Why?
I'm just making sure we get your bun in there.
Why? Leave my bun alone.
Honey buns. It's like a morning bun. Selena's morning bun. Graham, what do you have?
All right, the NCAA announced yesterday they were going to play. Let me ask you this. Do you say NCAA, NC2A, or
no.
NCAA?
If anyone says NC2A, I'm going to smack you.
Who says
NCAA.
That?
You got an NCAA.
I feel like it's very open to debate, but I'll
it's
say
not.
NCAA.
Thank you, Graham.
They announced yesterday they're going to play all the March Madness tournament games without fans. As for now, officials say the tournament is still on, but following the NBA's announcement to suspend their season, which we'll talk a little bit more about later, many wonder if college basketball will do the same and just postpone the whole thing. NC2A officials said they don't want to even...
Don't call it NC2A.
NCAA officials said they don't want to even really consider canceling the whole thing because for their student athletes, it's a lifelong dream to play in the tournament. However, if a player or multiple players or coaches get the virus once the games have already begun, then they're going to have to quarantine whole teams and they will be left with no choice but to, I think, cancel then the entire thing. The ban on fans, by the way, applies to both the men and women's tournaments. It's just really hard to imagine all this wild buzzer-beating moments that happen every year in the tournament happening in front of a completely empty arena. I think they need to postpone the entire thing.
Someone had a great idea. Consider this. I love it. You get a really big fan from one team, and they're sitting in the middle of the stands on one side.
Right.
Really big fan from the other team, and they're on the
one.
Other side. And all shots of the crowd just go to those two, and they're going nuts.
They should be mic'd up so you can hear
yes.
what they're
and
saying.
And you hear everything they're saying. Wouldn't that be amazing?
I like it.
All right, thank you, Graham and Selena. Next on the JV Show. Oh, I got it. Hold on. I got to get rid of that right there. That's there. All right, next on the JV Show, we'll each share something interesting. And someone's got a positive story as well.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It is the JV Show on a Thursday. As you know, I'm a bit of a cinema photographer. That's tough to say. Try it, Selena.
Cinema photographer.
Okay, Graham, try it.
Cinematographer.
Cinematographer.
That's what it is, but you told me to say cinema photographer.
Right, I put an extra something in it.
Oh, you had an extra syllable. That makes it harder
so,
to say.
I'm that thing that I was just trying to say right there. So I would like you to see some of my work. I think you're really going to like it. Follow me on Instagram, The Original JV. I just did a live story in here of Selena's trending, Graham's trending. The way I shot it was magical. People were really loving it, so just go there and see it.
It seemed like, yeah, there were a lot of tight, real tight shots.
Yeah,
I don't think
it's
you're
candid
through,
shots
through the whole thing. You're going to be highly entertained. I focused on Selena's bun when Graham said virus. There was Lysol going into his mouth.
Yes,
it was
that part was my
I tasted
favorite.
It.
It was really good. All right, so this portion of the show is being brought to us by
Squeezed.com juice cleanses. You guys got to go order yourself one right now. Again, Squeezed.com.
A couple of interesting things, and then we'll tell you something good. I have something interesting. Uber drivers shared things that people left behind in the car. Number one, LeBron James hairpiece.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay, that was
that's worth
there.
Some money.
He loses that.
Someone, this makes me so mad. Someone left a specimen cup from the doctor's office.
Was it full? Do we know? That's, maybe they were leaving. Maybe it was still empty.
I'm imagining an Alaskan line.
Yeah, it's probably if you're bringing it with you, that means you're delivering a sample. Usually you don't
you
just carry around an empty one.
I know,
or you're
disgusting.
Leaving the doctor and it's still empty. You haven't yet filled it.
Maybe. I'm imagining it like
it's
quarter full.
Full.
Not half.
Maybe they used it for a drinking. Like they ran
nobody
out of
does
well,
that.
No, they ran out of cups. Because
hey, I'm out of cups.
Normally those things don't leave the hospital. So
you're at the doctor's office and you're so thirsty and they're like, we don't, you know what? We don't have any mugs, but let me get you a specimen cup to drink from.
Yeah, rinse one of these
stop
out.
Stop it. Yeah, first rinse it. It says here, Uber drivers are talking about people leaving things behind. Narcotics. I'll bet that happens a lot.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Oh, yeah.
Do you sell it for the extra money to the next passenger?
Of course.
Well, what are you going to do? Throw it away?
Someone left a hard-boiled egg.
Ew.
Even bring one of those into my car, that's a smack.
Well, you can bring it in the car, but you don't eat it in the car. You leave
no,
it.
No, you don't
even
bring
it.
It
has
it
to be in
stinks.
A Tupperware.
Yeah.
Sealed, right?
Well, maybe it fell out when you
it's
were...
Still, an accident can happen. What if we get into a car accident and now that stinky hard-boiled egg comes out?
Well, I love hard-boiled eggs.
You're
well,
gross.
You don't bring them in a car or around human beings. Somebody left their mouse in the back of the car that they had bought for the pet snake.
gross.
There's some other things, but who has the
That's
interesting thing? Second one.
I have something interesting.
Okay, Selena.
Okay, JV. Hmm? Turns out there's a name for people like you and I. Okay. Apparently, we are dry fasters. So I think we may have touched on something like this a few weeks back, where influencers were encouraging this no water diet. Like, instead, they get their water through fruits. So there's this woman that I found online. Her name is Alice Copelet. She says that she has not had any water in 4 years.
Yeah. What about sodas like I do?
Oh, tons of it.
Good.
So I don't want to be the one to say that, you know, maybe these dry fasters are onto something, because experts are saying don't do this. But I saw a picture of her and she looks great. Healthy, happy, like, who needs water?
Yeah, people say that about me all the time. One, dude, you should drink some water. What's the matter with you? Secondly, you look fantastic. How old are you?
What's your secret?
31? Yeah, I just don't drink water. That's my secret. You know, there's people that look great and they live a long time and they're like, eh, what's your secret? I can't wait to say, just all soda, no water. I can't wait to share that.
I love it.
Graham, tell me something good.
I don't know if we should be giving out that health advice, but
no, it's each individual, you know, most of the world and every doctor would tell you plenty of water. So
yeah,
you do it. Go for it. Sorry you look like crap. What do you got, Graham?
I got a cool story out of the UK. A pair of runners, some ultra marathon runners, they were out training in some fairly remote wilderness when they got lost. Their friends reported them missing after they didn't check in that night, and rescue workers flew by helicopter to their last known location. It wasn't long before they were able to spot them, and they went to rescue the two men, but the helicopter scared off the dog that the men had brought with them. The dog's name is Nell. He's a border collie. He loves to go running with them. Well, the men were rescued, but they had to leave the dog behind because he was nowhere to be found. So not wanting to abandon the dog, the rescue workers returned to the area on the following day on their own time, not getting paid to search for Nell. They said he was nowhere to be found when they got out there, but then one of them had the genius idea. Let's make some sausages. They fired up a small grill. They threw a bunch of sausages in a pan, and before long, the aroma must have worked its way. It reached Nell, because before long, he appeared out of the woods. They were able to grab him and reunite him with his owners.
Nice. Great story, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
That is Doja Cat Say So, Wild 94.9. Can I read a tweet from Doja Cat?
Sure.
3 hours ago, she posted, I'm just trying to make my lazy eye sexy, and I can't.
Oh.
What if her eyes does, one of them's lazier than the other? I can't tell.
See, I don't like that word, because it sounds like the person has a choice, and, okay, look at your eye being all lazy.
Like, yeah. Like,
there's got to be a better term for it.
Yeah, because who's to say that eye is not just as hardworking, has just as good of a work ethic?
Maybe it's trying to keep up. Maybe it is trying everything in its power to keep up and isn't able to. So
it's just like less skilled or something? I mean, because it could be trying as hard as the other eye, even trying more. But
it doesn't have the same skill set.
It's just not strong enough.
Sounds like you're judging it, though.
Mm. How about the B League?
Like, you've got the...
You got an A League.
Yeah.
B League.
B League player.
Too long. Not going to say that every time.
We're going to work on it.
Yeah.
So what's going on with your gerbil?
It's a hamster.
Yeah,
First of all,
same.
Okay.
They're the same thing, by the way.
It's not the same thing.
It's a matter of one's hair is a little bit longer and one has a lazy eye.
Yeah. I think if we lined up some gerbils and some hamsters and asked you to tell the difference,
I totally could.
You could?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, so our hamster, his name is Nibbles. Mm-hmm. And yesterday it got so hot in my house because in the afternoon the sun is just like beaming in the front part that it gets so hot. His balls came out again.
At least you know he's comfortable, because that takes me a while to do at someone's house.
Do they come out because he's hot or because he's hot? Like,
no, they come out like when it's temperature hot. A way for, because I looked it up the last time I did, I was so freaked out. This is a way for them to cool down.
You sure it's not just like, hey, you know what?
Not feeling it.
No, like I'm comfortable. I'm happy. I'm just open to anything.
It's like when you get home from a long day at work, you hit your couch and you just
take it. Don't be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Don't be embarrassed.
You just do it.
It's not that nobody wants to drag things this big.
That's why they came up with ottomans.
All the time.
Exactly. You need somewhere to rest them.
So they're out.
Okay.
And my daughter actually saw it, and she noticed this time. Remember last time I was trying to like cool him down and I brought out a fan? I wanted them to go back in. So she comes
and then
to
your boyfriend goes, what are you doing to that thing? You're next.
So Kiana, my daughter, she comes to me. She didn't know what it was exactly, but she comes to me. She's like, oh my God, Nipple's butt looks so weird. Like the whole thing is out and there's a crack in the middle. There's one side and then the other side.
So she doesn't know about different stuff?
No, not.
Yeah, I think it's a great teaching moment.
Yeah.
So boys,
yeah, when a young girl's boy hamster meets, you know, and then you can get into the whole story, meets another young lady hamster. And
well, not even meeting. Can't you just talk about there's a difference between boys and girls?
I guess, and but she didn't ask.
And what you're looking at is the difference.
Yeah.
Now that's the difference. Got it?
Right there.
She didn't seem too bothered by it, though. She was like, that's weird. And then she like went outside to go play.
Yeah.
So.
Was Nibbles bothered? Hey, these are not for your amusement.
But
keep fanning them. Keep blowing them.
Graham, what do you have to talk about here?
I had baby Quinn, our daughter, her 6-month doctor's appointment yesterday that I wanted to tell you guys about. She did so great. She was so happy and smiley through the whole thing. She didn't even cry. They had to give her 3 shots in her leg.
And she didn't cry?
And they don't, like, they don't waste any time when they do those. It's like, bam, next one, bam. And then they leave the one that really hurts for the last one.
Yeah.
Hit her with that last one. She barely even, like, she kind of made a face like, I don't like that, but she didn't cry at all.
But a good doctor, I think, can give shots without kids or like dogs knowing. They kind of do like a grab thing and they're like, yep, divert attention over here. Pop, it's done.
Yeah.
Skilled doctors, you never know they're doing the shots.
Yeah. So I was very impressed by that because I've been there for that with appointments with our son Ford and he's screamed his head off.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things they do at the, like these 6-month appointments and other appointments is they check like they give the baby a full checkout, but they check like how well their legs and hips move.
Okay.
They like bend their legs around and it looks like you're like, whoa, are you supposed to be bending my baby like it's a piece of origami? But they're like, you know, they bend Quinn's legs up and then out to the sides and then in.
And then here, fold it up, put her back in your wallet.
Here's a swan. A swan.
Here
you go.
Here's a swan. give me 10 minutes. Do you like that? It's a swan.
There you go. But, and he said everything looked fine, but my wife, Kate, mentioned that, you know, she's been having kind of a lot of hip pain and bad hip problems run in her family, her dad, her grandma, everyone's had to have hip replacements. And so when he heard that, he's like, oh, well, this is something that, you know, if they can catch it as a baby, they can actually do a lot to fix it. We just need to take an x-ray first to see if, you know, her hip, you know, sockets are shallow or whatever. And then So we're like, well, what if they are? He's like, well, we just put them in this brace thing on their legs and they wear that and it helps the bones grow and form.
So she might have a brace?
Better. Then? So down the line, they won't have problems. So he's like, well, go get an x-ray. And we're like, well, when should we do it? He's like, I'd do it, you know, right now.
Oh,
if you
boy.
Could. He kind of wanted to. So that was a little disconcerting that he wanted it like done immediately. So we went to it to put her in an x-ray, which is a little weird, also putting a teeny tiny baby in an x-ray thing. But she did great through all that, and we'll find out today or tomorrow whether or not, you know, how
it'd be kind of cute to have her in some teeny tiny braces.
Cute,
I think it'd be so cute.
For the people that don't know, your son, like, had to do something special, right?
Yeah, he had a flat spot on his head, so he had to wear a helmet for 6 months. It's like, I've been through these corrective, you know, apparatus things. I don't want to have another one. I mean, I want her to, you know, get whatever
she needs. You'll do whatever she needs, but yeah,
we've been through that. I don't want another brace.
But the helmet was
thing.
So cute.
It was, but it didn't smell cute because it got so sweaty.
That's
in
gross.
There.
What did you do with the helmet, by the way? Once did you save it for?
We still have it somewhere.
Really, do you?
Yeah.
You'll like show him that one day.
Well,
I'm gonna have Jerry Rice autograph it. And
yeah.
We'll
there you go. The JV Show on Wild 94.9. Magic Matt in the mix. I love me some Harry.
Yes, you
Harry
do, JV.
It is the JV Show. Good morning. I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
From Gloria Williams. This is off of social media. She says, JV, Graham, Wild 94.9, Natasha, and Selena Gomez.
Nice. Yes, love her.
That we're calling you Selena Gomez. Can I get a birthday shout out to my nephew, godson, Aiden? He's going to be turning 13 years old. He'll be on his way to school between 7:30 and 7:50. Happy birthday, Aiden. Because Natasha has just been doing a horrible job with the birthday songs, it's now officially her job.
No.
So if you could sing Aiden a happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Come on, guys. Happy birthday, dear. What was his name?
Aiden.
Happy birthday to you.
That
You guys are clapping for that?
That was good.
That just ruined Aiden's birthday.
It's not like she forgot his name or anything.
Aiden deserved a good song, and that's what he gets.
Yeah, I feel you. All right, so there's this woman from Vancouver, Washington. She is all over the internet. Her name is Miley because she just realized the reason why her soap wasn't working, it wasn't foaming when she was using it after 2 days, by the way, was because it was an old dried out block of cheese. It was like one of those like orange, like she uses like the unscented like orange soap. You guys have seen that, right?
That's
what she thought it was. But nope, it was just dried out cheddar cheese.
Then you put it back in the fridge, right?
Oh, yeah. It's still good.
Right.
Just bring it back to
melt
life.
Melt it, make quesadilla.
I use the wrong stuff all the time. I'll be in the shower doing something and Natasha's like, that's not soap. Well, what is it? Why is it here? Or like, I already have it on my brush and I'm just, you know, I'm going away at my teeth. That's not toothpaste. What is it? This acne cream. Well, why does it look exactly like
check.
A toothpaste? And it all looks the same. I'm brushing my teeth. Yeah. That is not a toothbrush. What is it? It's the toilet brush.
Ew.
It just looks exactly like your toothbrush. Same color and everything, but I like the way it gets in between crevices.
JV, where would you be without your wife?
Oh, my
God. Just helping you in life in general.
That is a good question. Not in a good place.
The best time was when I got my tattoo removed and they gave me vitamin E oil, but it was like in a tube and he brushed his teeth with it.
His teeth have never been shinier.
So gummy and so like, what is going on with this stuff? I've done it several times.
Apple is reportedly testing a new feature that would let iPhone owners like delete messages that are already sent through iMessage.
Nice.
So if you send something and you're like, oh, don't want that out there, you can retract it real quick. Quick question for Graham. Can your Android do that?
They've probably already figured
this out. No, they haven't.
Generally, any of these advancements, they've tested on an Android platform way years and years
ago.
Whatever.
He just throws out generally.
Do you guys like this concept, by the way?
I love it.
Yes.
I do a speech to text for the most part. I'm talking to someone, you know, you turn on the microphone. I'm on my way now, but I'll come back and blah, 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 blah. And I set the phone down. And by the time I look at it, it's like, none of it makes any sense. If I can just really quick, let me take this down now that I have time and clean it up. Or you guys know me, sometimes in the heat of the moment,
yes,
I let it fly. I just let it all out. An hour later, I'm calm. You know, I'd like to retract that. Let me just undo that text. That'd be great.
Yeah, I love this. Like a lot of times I'll try to, you know, I'll call my girlfriends like, you know, the B word. Like who doesn't do that? In a good way, obviously. And stupid Siri will change it to Butch. Like, I'm not trying to call my friend Butch. Like, that's going to easily offend somebody.
Right.
Yes. Are you only able to retract it if they haven't read it? Because once they've read it, if you've sent something in the heat of the moment, then taking the text back.
What does it matter? Yeah.
What does it matter?
You look dumb. They're like, oh, you're taking that back?
What?
That'd be dope if while they're reading it,
vanishes.
Yes.
What the only thing I don't like is that once you do retract it, it's like a little message is going to come up saying
this
that a
retracted?
Message was retracted for both people.
So even once they've read it, you can still take it back.
See, that I don't know. I don't know. They
haven't
really
said. What's the point? I don't need you. Give me the retract feature so that I can take it back like I never did it.
Yeah.
I don't want it to say, hey, dummy left you something and now he's trying to clean it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody does that to me like the next 4 days and it'll be like, what were you trying to say?
Thank you.
Did you call me?
It's going to cause problems.
Exactly.
I know what you were trying to say in that. Let's go over to Ask Reddit where people have posted questions and we'll answer them. Somebody posted, would you rather have someone hot or someone cute? Selena.
So I think cute.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, okay, if a guy is super hot, they probably know they're super hot and then they tend to be jerks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why?
Clearing my throat.
There's that.
We're not all
also,
like that, but yeah. Continue.
Whatever.
Just because Graham and I are hot doesn't mean we're jerks.
We're not jerks
also,
about it.
Also, if I'm with somebody who's like super, super hot, I feel like that's all I would look at them for. You know what I mean? Where when I think of cute, I think of that's just like overall in general. That's like personality. Like it's everything.
Yeah. Now, Natasha is hot. But I really like cute. You guys, she's been doing something lately. Finally, after all this time of us being together, she's letting me see her without the makeup.
It's only and been like 20
she's
years.
So cute.
No.
I like cute Natasha.
No.
I don't need hot Natasha.
Ugly.
No, it's not.
You know, I do.
It's cute Natasha.
I have been around you without my makeup, but you weren't looking at me at that time.
No, I noticed. I just don't. I don't really say anything. I think you're shy about that. I mean, you know, who doesn't like hot? But I think I prefer cute. Honestly, yeah. I like cute. What about you, Graham?
Well, this is going to make me sound very shallow next to your guys' answers, but I think hot.
Yeah?
I mean, that would be my, you know, if I got hot or cute in front of me, I'm going for hot. I mean, that's just, it's
okay.
I like cute.
It's pretty cut and dry. There's nothing wrong with cute.
It sounds like cute, there is.
But if you got hot.
Sounds like you're disgusted by cute.
If you got hot and cute next to each other, you go hot.
Wow.
You know, hot is boring because if they're too hot, then they're not trying to please you.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Hot is just hot.
Nothing against the hot people listening right
now.
We
love you.
I know your life has been really rough.
No, well,
but a lot of times, yeah, you do know you're hot. And so you don't try in other areas. You don't, you know, work on your personality and stuff. You just think, I'm hot. Everyone loves me. That's why cute is a little more attractive. Actually, a lot more attractive.
And
like cute.
Yeah. And for you to feel good, they have to be kind of cute.
Yeah. And you want somebody that nobody else wants so they don't cheat. So.
That's the real reason.
Don't go
is
with
that
hot.
What it is? I think cute also, like someone is cute by their personality. Like they're cute. Like you got the attraction, but you're loving their personality. And that's really what's going to take you a long way. Someone that's like fun and cool and bubbly and like, that's all cute. Otherwise, someone's just hot.
Yeah. And
but
that's
not
it.
Everybody that's just hot has a boring personality. There are plenty of hot people, aka my wife, that have an incredible personality. I mean, it's to me, those you can have both those things. You can have the cute personality in the hot package.
I love hot packages.
Me too.
Here's the next question that somebody posted. This is for the ladies. What do women actually want to be complimented on, but guys wouldn't want to? We'll start with Natasha on this.
Nails.
True.
Like, we spend a lot of time on our nails and...
Yeah, no guy's like, God, I get no compliments on my nails. Yeah. Or I don't want it if someone goes, your nails are gorgeous. But you guys would like to be complimented on those.
AJ actually does compliment me when
he
I get my nails. Except one time. There's one time he didn't notice and I was livid. But other than that, he will compliment me.
Were you angry?
Yeah, because how do you not notice? Like, I sat there for 3 hours and got a whole new set and you didn't say anything.
And that makes you mad?
A little bit, yeah.
What's funny is you always try to tell us, I don't do my nails for guys. They do it for me. That's why we ladies do it. And then when your guy doesn't notice, suddenly it wasn't for you.
But when it's your guy and he does notice and he says, oh, those are cool, like it makes you feel good because you like put that design together or whatever, you know?
Can you give me a text alert letting me know you're getting them so when you come home, I'll compliment you?
Yeah, because otherwise we're not going to notice. Let me ask you this, though. That's somebody that you are, you know, together with.
Uh-huh.
And so you expect them to notice changes on you. But let's just say you're out at a bar. This guy, a gorgeous guy, comes across the bar, locks eyes with you, walks across, and the only thing he compliments you on is your nails. Would you feel like, hey, what about the rest of it? Or would that be the compliment you would want?
I would still be like, thank you.
I feel like
I'd be proud if I get like a new set.
Yeah, if a guy notices
Seems
your
creepy.
Nails, that means he's really paying attention to you.
He's weird. If a guy comes across the bar and go, you know, I was standing over there.
And I noticed something.
And I have just been staring at your nails. Get out of here.
Beat it, creeper.
Creepazoid.
I think for women, it makes you feel like they're really paying attention to every detail.
It does. A rando actually did compliment me on my nails like last
really?
Week before I took half of them off.
Beat it, rando.
Because I was texting and it was loud and like, and maybe that's what caught his attention.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he walked by and he was like, those are nice nails. And I said, thank you.
So at Safeway, if like someone is about to, you know, punch in their digits, hold on. Look at your nails.
Yeah,
I should stop her and compliment her?
Yeah. Oh, not. You have a wife, so you
should
be
I'm
looking
not
at
trying
other...
to hook up with her. I'm complimenting her nails.
She might take it that way.
If someone notices you guys' nails, don't you guys kind of feel like insulted? Because it kind of means you guys are feminine, right? Or something?
No.
I don't think so.
Would you guys be like, wait, am I not working hard enough? Or
no, I mean, I don't need a compliment on my nails.
Yeah, you don't get offended. Like, you have nice nails and really soft hands. That's a compliment.
You don't get happy.
Okay, that's fine.
People
yeah,
compliment your hands all the time.
Yeah,
so you don't like it.
I think mostly they're creeped out. They're like, that is. Why are they so soft?
Well, I often wonder that. Why are they so silky and soft?
Selena, what about you? Something women would like to be complimented on, but guys probably wouldn't. Do you know of anything else?
The first thing that came to mind, I don't know. I was going to say our driving, but I guess guys would like to be complimented on their driving too. But that's something that bothers me is why don't guys ever compliment us on our driving?
Waiting for a good example.
I'm only going to.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't want to be sexist, but I happen to live with someone that's.
Oh my God. I swear to God. If you start with this.
Yesterday, right?
No. You're such. Oh my God.
We're just trying to get into our garage. They're doing construction in front of it on the street there. San Francisco streets are constantly being torn up. I don't know why. They've already made a bike lane. Now they want to rip the entire bike lane out. They're doing something, and it's a moat. I mean, there's alligators in there, and it's a big old thing. Like, we can't drive over it. Construction driver goes, hold on. And so he puts some, like, flimsy wood on there, and he's like telling Natasha, waving her, slow, but go slow. She just hits the gas really fast. I go, he said slow. What are you? She goes, the car just went on its own. I go, no, it doesn't.
There was a huge hole in the ground. And if I went slow, then the...
But that's what he's telling her to do.
Okay, so they put a wooden plank right there.
Right.
If I went slow... Then, okay, a board.
Yes.
So if I went slow... But he was telling her, because if she goes fast, she's going to knock it right out.
Yeah. Well,
and then we're going to be in a ditch.
Okay, so I went slow, but if I don't go fast over that whole part, then
you could have dropped.
What he tells you, though.
No, because then your tire's going to move the board
right
back, and then your back tires that hit it are going to fall in.
That's what he was trying to avoid.
He meant go slow, he's like,
until he changes. He never changes. He's like going this way. She's not paying attention.
Yes,
but
I
then
am
he goes,
paying attention.
Slow. She just gasses it all fast.
Well, because you need the speed to go over just in case.
And she's panicked the whole time she's driving over. Oh, go. Just calm down. Follow his signals.
Right. You've seen too many Fast and Furious movies. She thought you'd punch it, jump the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Exactly. But you still could have complimented her for getting you in there safely.
Great
job. You made
babe.
It home.
Great work.
Thanks. I made it over there alive.
Yes, you did. We crossed it a couple of times.
Whew.
Who are the jerks, by the way? We have to turn into our driveway. We got the signal on. We're waiting for the construction guys to put the boards over. And then just everyone, like, shut up.
Yeah.
I can't stand people in this city. Like, you have
like
the...
Like yourself?
The you know what? I'll come back to you.
Okay, yeah.
Look at you starting
to talk. You know, I'm driving, and he will reach over and start honking while I'm
driving.
Because
I gotta let people know. There's a time to honk. There's a time to honk. A time to honk. Do not honk.
And
I know when we should be honking at someone, and she's more talking to me, and I'm like, here, you're just talking to me, not paying attention. I'll honk for us.
But then they get mad at me because they look at me like I'm the one that honks.
Yeah. You think it's okay for the passenger to use the horn?
No.
It's not, but I do it too sometimes. Because people need an audible warning or an alert to let them know they screwed up.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to correct their behavior.
I always forget
with
to
a honk.
Honk.
Or they'll just keep doing acting like a jerk.
When someone messes up, they know they're messing up.
No,
you don't
they
have
don't.
To remind them.
I'll tell them.
You don't have to teach them a lesson.
Yes, I do. A really quick here, one final one for the guys. What do men actually want to be complimented on that women probably don't? I would say traps.
Yeah.
Right?
What do you mean?
Up
like
here,
the muscles? Oh.
Yeah, the muscle that goes.
I was like, thirst traps?
No,
what are you talking
trap
about?
Houses.
There's a muscle that goes like from your neck down to your shoulders.
Well, you have to have nice ones.
I think guys, would love that compliment from dudes, women, anything. Like, you have nice trap muscles.
Traps.
I don't think you ladies necessarily are looking for that.
I mean, I think that's a really sexy muscle, but like, what am I looking at? I have like, you guys...
Oh, wow.
What?
I'm not even flexing my traps right now,
flex
Selena,
him.
Just
flex
to be clear.
Because I feel like you don't have any.
Look at mine. Look. Look at this.
Look, Selena.
Take the hoodie off, JV.
I'm not going to get
Where's
naked
Where's your Instagram
for you?
Live? Let's
put this on Instagram. Yeah. We'll do a poll.
How do I look? Because it's hurting to flex
like
this.
Yeah, it looks like they're concave.
You have a vein
Perfect.
In your,
Thanks
in
for
your
the compliment. What do you got coming up? I was just looking for someone to say, you got no neck. Thanks, bro. What do you got, Selena?
So, big news for Rob Kardashian. He's won a big, big settlement in court. Those details are coming up inside today's Hottest Trending at the 55s.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You think people appreciate that we've backed off on a lot of the corona stuff, just giving you the basic information, but not so much heavy corona, just have some fun?
Maybe some people.
Yep. You think they've noticed it? I hope so.
I hope.
Yeah.
It's been really hard to stay away from
I know. Everything,
stories.
Even celebrity, everything is
everything.
All corona related. We're trying our best to talk about other things. We really are because we know like it's just too much. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Got an email right here. Dear JV, Selena, Graham, Natasha, my daughter and I love listening to your show religiously every morning. You guys crack us up. We think you are very positive and upbeat, and that is so badly needed these days. In August, my husband and I divorced after being together 24 years. It is a change for the positive, but my daughter, of course, is naturally feeling the effects of it. Her birthday is coming up. We got this a few days ago. Her birthday is coming up March 12th. I was wondering if there's any chance you could please wish her a happy 11th birthday. Her name is Emma Williams. I would appreciate it so much. I know it's going to lift her spirits. Thank you for anything you can do. Have a wonderful day. Love you all. A fan for life, Casey Williams out of Petaluma. Before Natasha sings happy birthday to Emma, don't do her like
you
this.
You have to.
I love Emma, but...
Emma? Hang in there. I want to let you know, as a kid, the same thing happened with my parents. They did a split. Do I go into the details that he was a rotten son of a bitch, drinking alcoholic, smack, all that?
Just skip that part.
Okay. Yeah. I know it's tough, but I ended up becoming so close with mom, and then the time that you do get with dad, you treasure it. But hang in there. We love you very, very much. And here's the gift to you from Natasha Emma.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Do you know how to sing with the music?
Like,
you,
work on
like let me show you. It goes like, happy birthday with the music.
Happy birthday to
good.
You.
There you go.
Happy birthday, dear Emma, sweetie pie.
Nice, aww. Nice, nice. No.
Happy birthday to you.
Hottest things. What's hot in hip music, Hollywood, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
Today's Hottest Trending is brought to you by Serendipity Food Truck, serving American comfort food. Follow them on Instagram at Serendipity Truck SF. Okay, so I want to read this headline, all right?
Yeah.
Rob K wins big in court.
Ooh.
Here's the next line.
Okay.
Rob Kardashian was awarded $45,000.
You're a Kardashian! Rob wins big in court. Here comes the money. $45,000.
For him, this is big money. You know, he's no Kylie.
Oh, that's right.
He's no Kim.
So Kylie's
know?
A billionaire. She probably makes $45,000 what? Just by waking up yawning?
Every second. The
yeah.
Just,
yeah, every second she takes a breath, in. It's just another $45,000 in the account.
Yeah, but you know, he needs this, you know, after his mom took over that sock line of his. Who
and
knows what happened to that?
Was she able to rescue it?
I honestly have not heard about that Arthur George, is that what it's called? Something like that, sock line, since Chris took over. I don't know if that's even still a thing.
Socks.
So here's the story if anybody cares. So Blac Chyna's ex-boyfriend, Pilot Jones, took Rob to court for cyberbullying and for defamation. The judge ended up throwing like almost all of it out. So, and then also granted a motion for attorney's fees for Rob. So Rob is awarded the $45,000.
So it wasn't really a big win, just his attorney's fees to fight it?
But, you know, his mom is going to pay that anyways, so he gets to pocket this $45,000.
Oh, that's great. You're right. Yeah. Rob on the come up because mom probably paid the bills and
of
he
course.
Gets to keep that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kris Jenner, $45,000 was laying on the sidewalk. Kris Jenner wouldn't
What's
even waste
that?
Her time picking it up. It,
right.
Peasant money.
She makes more
Ew.
Than that. Yeah, exactly. Every second.
So here's a story of how Cardi B landed her role in Fast 9. You guys know Cardi is like the next big thing in Hollywood, right? After her role in Hustlers, it was
she
just
is?
So good. No,
oh.
just kidding. But she does like to act, so she's hoping to do more of it. The latest is that she's going to be in Fast and Furious 9. It comes out in May. So Vin Diesel was on Jimmy Kimmel earlier this week, and he was explaining how a lot of other celebs got in there. John Cena is in this upcoming movie as
yeah.
well. He said it was actually his 4-year-old daughter that one day was like, Dad, you should get Cardi B in it because she was obsessed with her music. And Vin was literally like, that's a good idea. I will get Cardi B in it. Just called her up. She agreed. And now she's going to be in this movie.
So Vin just calls all the shots on this? I mean, whatever.
I guess so.
He has so much power. His 4-year-old makes a suggestion over a muffin. Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
Cardi B's in it. You want Cardi B? Okay. Yeah. She's in it.
She's in. Yeah, he does.
Imagine living that life like that. It's your franchise now, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And then your kid's like, you know who would be neat? Cardi. And then you can just make that happen. What kind of world is that?
An amazing one.
Yeah.
It and certainly is.
There's very little pressure that the movies even have to be good because they, you know, they'll sell no matter
oh,
what
yeah.
based on right. the history of that franchise.
Oh, I can't give my opinion. People get upset.
Just give it.
I'll give it. They're garbage.
I'm just kidding. I haven't seen
Thank
one
you,
since
Graham.
Fast
that
and
was
Furious.
JV's
no,
opinion.
No, but they are. They're total garbage. Unless you believe that in Dubai, the tallest buildings, a Trans Am can jump from one building to the next.
Well, we don't know that it can.
God.
Well, if you're going fast
it's
enough,
a little reality,
I
please.
I know. Natasha made it over that wooden board with the speed of your guys' car. I mean, I
think... Someone like... You have like Vin Diesel reaches up with a hook and connects the car to a plane, so then the plane helps him to pass up the next five cars on the freeway, but then he just unhooks it, and it drops him, and he flips down the freeway 15 times, but then just puts it into third gear. It makes me so mad.
Action-packed.
You're just trying to piss me off.
No,
he has
not.
Very strong forearms, JV. Of course he could unhook
right.
a car.
Yeah, no hook. Just his grip with a hand. It's like those, you know those monkeys in a barrel when you're a kid?
Yes.
Yeah. There's like four of those, and he's hanging onto those.
He's strong.
I hate
he's
that garbage.
But it looks so real.
It does not. It's on green screen. It's terrible.
It doesn't matter. It still looks real. Like
all right.
a real video.
Well, everyone loves it but me. Graham, what do you got?
All right. Crazy night of news for the coronavirus last night. It all started with the city of San Francisco announcing a ban on all large gatherings. And the Chase Center, the home of the Warriors, said they would comply, meaning they were basically going to be the first United States pro sports franchise that said they were going to go forward, you know, and have an NBA game without fans. But fans didn't really have to think about that for very long, because just minutes before tip-off of the Utah Jazz and Oklahoma City Thunder game, medical officials raced to the court to inform the teams and coaches that one of the players had tested positive for the coronavirus.
That was so weird. The game was about to start. Did you see that?
I didn't see it. No, I just read about it.
I mean, as this was unfolding last night, it was crazy.
The guy comes running onto the court. It's like, what are you doing?
Who are you, first of all? Second, what are you doing on the court? Third, okay, yep.
And then they send the players into the locker room, and then they announce, it's all done.
Yeah, fans were told to exit the arena. They announced that the game was going to be postponed. The player that tested positive for it was Jazz star Rudy Gobert. And he, earlier this week, there's a video of him going around where he mocked the entire outbreak by touching all the microphones at the end of a press conference.
Oh, seriously.
Be mocking.
He thought it was a joke. Like, oh, yeah, I'm not afraid of this. Let me touch all the mics. Then he gets it.
Then he gets it. Yeah. Well, just minutes after it was confirmed that he had it, the NBA announced they were going to suspend the entire season indefinitely. Nobody knows how long it's going to be shut down. For some people say this could be, you know, an extended period of time. Some people say, you know, it's a couple weeks. But if they have any, they took very quick action here.
Yeah.
One player tested positive, and they know how fast it could spread through a locker.
Well, but I called the commissioner, and I was like, I want you to imagine this, okay? Tip off, okay? The ball is tipped off, and maybe one player has it.
Yeah,
just let's pause. Hold on, watch the ball. Next guy gets it. He passes it to the first guy. Hold on. We wash the ball,
yeah.
And then he passes it. Whoop! Hold on. And a ref is blowing a whistle each time. So we just clean the ball before and after every pass.
That'd that could nice. Work as long as everybody stays in the same position they're in
Thank
when they
you.
Blow the whistle.
God, just think this out, NBA. You guys are so dumb.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9. I'm just checking in here on the social media accounts there. Paulo saying, JV, good morning to everyone. Natasha sounds like she has a little bit of a country twang. It's cute.
What?
You having a little bit of a... What?
Are we hearing the same Natasha? How do you sound like a country?
When she sings, do you hear a little country? She might have picked up mine. Do you ever hear mine kind of come out?
Never.
When I was a kid, I lived down south, Georgia and Texas, and sometimes people will hear it come out.
I never.
You never?
No.
I don't hear the twang. We'll listen for it. Again, we're trying our best to give you a break from the coronavirus news you need to know. We'll share that inside trending. Otherwise, I think we need to live our lives here.
Yes.
Follow what they're telling us to do. You'll wash hands. Keep updated and follow instructions by the World Health Organization as well as our officials. Otherwise, let's live our lives. Let's have a bit of a meeting in the ladies' room. First thing, Selena.
Okay, so you know that Netflix show Love is Blind, right?
Watched the whole thing. Yes. Saw the reunion as well. Nick Lachey and his lady, whatever her name is, a horrible host.
Vanessa or something, right?
Yes, but the show is good. Yeah. That show is going to be on Netflix for the next 10 years because they killed it. Their production company nailed it.
Okay, so you know how on the show, Nick Lachey, the host, he says, psychologists believe that emotional connection is the key to long-term marital success, not physical attraction. Well, there are a lot of experts that are like, actually, Nick and the rest of the Love is Blind show, that's not exactly right. They're saying that, you know, they've done studies and they feel like physical touch, physical attraction are very, very important to having a long-lasting relationship, especially in marriage, that, you know, sex and touch, they're central to relationship happiness.
Yeah.
So, Natasha, do you think that love can really happen starting off blind like it does in the show? Or do you think that love needs to be physical as well?
I think it can definitely be blind. I feel like physical is 1% of a relationship. Like, I mean, how often are you touching your man? You know?
Okay.
Like 1%
in the day,
1%
the day.
Yeah. For me personally, maybe not physical touch, because yeah, nobody's doing that all day long, but I think attraction is such a big thing. Like, there's so many times where I remember younger talking to people you meet like on MySpace or whatever. Mm-hmm. God, I sound so old. Or even like on Tinder, or, you know, whatever. You're talking to somebody, everything seems great. You're really into them. You meet up in person and you're like, maybe I can't. You know, they're not what you expected, and it kind of kills the whole vibe.
I think the show, it showed me that you can make something work. I mean, that there's a beautiful person inside, and if they are, like, you can make it work. But you have a better chance if you're also attracted. I think you can make something work with someone, like get to the inside of them. Now, major bonus if you're attracted to them as well.
I mean, yeah, I know people who, like, one of my friends, she'll tell you, like, her ex is so ugly. Like, she'll say, like, aww, he was butt ugly, but it was his personality after getting to know him that made him so attractive. And like, to this day, she wishes that things had worked out.
Let's do this. If you are someone that is in love with someone, but you're not necessarily attracted to them, we'd like to hear from you. 888-333-9490. Again, you are so in love with this person, but if I'm being honest, I'm not really attracted to them, but it's working out great.
There's a reason why people, like, they say, like, if you're too hot, or some people have the opinion where if you're too hot, they think that you're like an ugly person and then they're not attractive.
Oh, I've held that opinion for a long time. I don't mean to judge all super hot people, but in my experience, when I was first getting into radio, it seemed like the more attractive the person was that I met, they were just kind of jerks.
Yeah, I've run into that.
While we're waiting on call, Selena, to the next thing here.
Okay, so there's this pregnant woman, right?
Yeah.
Her man, so sad, unexpectedly died like 2 months before she was due. So she's been grieving ever since, just going through hell. Well, now her due date is coming up. And so she's asked her work husband, because they're very close, she's asked him if he would be in the delivery room with her as a form of support. Like, she doesn't have her man anymore. And his fiance is tripping. Like, you're going to go be with your work wife in a delivery? No. Natasha, would you let JV be in the delivery room for one of
Are you asking
coworkers?
If I could be there for your next baby?
No.
I think she just asked.
I'm not
You
asking.
In a sly no. way JV, just asked
never,
Natasha
I,
if I could please be
no.
in your
I don't,
delivery
I would never
room.
In a million years even want you in
Natasha,
there,
Natasha, would
of
you
all.
Be okay with Selena, who wants me to be in the delivery room?
That's not what I
room.
Said. But you know, if it was me,
right.
would you be okay with that?
Yes, because I know he would
Whoa.
Take care of you like in a... He wouldn't
like in look, a husband way.
Yeah, he wouldn't look at it like all gross.
What do you
or,
mean?
He
yes,
wouldn't
he
look
would.
At it. I'm going to look at it. Of
Ew,
course.
Get
but
out.
I'm not going to look at it gross.
Get
right.
Out.
I'll maybe mentions like, why didn't you shave first? But, you know, just little things like that.
It's hard when you're pregnant because you can't see.
Oh, so you want me to do that too?
No. God.
She's asking a lot, isn't she?
Do we have calls or something?
Yeah, Christina, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
How you guys doing? Love you guys.
Oh, and we love you. You too. So we're wanting to talk to people that are fully in love, but not necessarily attracted to the person. Is that you?
Yes, that's me. I went through a bad relationship where I was totally attracted to the person, but didn't like the personality just because they were hot and looking and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But had a really bad experience with them. So the next person, I just got to know them. For who they are and just had an awesome personality and not necessarily like the attraction was there, but he just treats me like a princess, like a queen. So.
Man, I'm so happy about this call. Thank you, Christina. That's what it's about. She's in love and she's being treated like a queen. That's where the beauty is. That's what we got to get to. That beauty is on the inside. What? So you get with someone hot and they're like, you know, hardly there for you. What? Who? That's not love.
when you fall for someone, you can't see if they're not attractive. You can't see that anymore. It goes away. It really honestly goes away.
Yeah.
It truly does.
Do you feel like she's talking about you, JV?
No, really. It doesn't matter. Like someone can say, like, it's like people's kids or dogs. Like, You love them so much.
Don't bring kids
much.
Into this. Like,
I'm just saying.
Just give it to me.
Now you're calling kids ugly.
Just point. Natasha. Yeah. Just
don't we have another call to get to?
Hey, Angela, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, good morning.
Hi. So are you?
Good morning, man.
Hi. Can you turn off your radio there? And again, we're talking to people who are in love, not necessarily attracted to the person.
Okay. Yes. When I first met my boyfriend, I didn't think he was attractive at all, but I was like, I'm going to give him a chance because just like the previous caller, I had been with somebody that was I thought was super hot, all my friends thought was super hot, but he was a douchebag. So I met this guy that I wasn't attracted to at all, but I thought I'd give him a chance because he was super sweet, and I've been with him for almost 4 years. I still don't think he's cute, but I think I'm so in love that I think he's like the hottest guy ever now.
Yeah, that's what ends up happening. He becomes very attractive to you because you've fallen in love with the person. By the way, does he know that you don't find him to be cute? Does he know that, or you keep it to yourself?
I keep it to myself.
Good.
Do your friends like tell you all the time, like, girl, he is not cute?
If they do, those are not friends.
No, I, like, joke about it because when, like, I think one of our first dates, I had posted a pic, we had gotten a race car, we had gone to a race car thing, and we were wearing helmets, and the first picture that I posted of us was we were wearing our helmets.
And his was on backwards.
So you can't
to help
see
his face?
No, it was on, so all you could see was his eyes. So
yeah.
It's like an ongoing joke.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Now you have him wear that everywhere you guys go?
To sleep in the shower.
No,
because
now I think he's cute. So
oh, that's awesome.
I don't really have to hide him anymore.
Angela, I love this. That's what love is all about. Thank you so much.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Post Malone, Wild 94.9. Just something really quick on Post. I know we're trying to not talk too much about coronavirus-related things, but this is local and hits a lot of Post fans. He was supposed to perform at Chase Center next week, but because of this new ordinance where, you know, in San Francisco, all events or gatherings where there's 1,000 people or more got to be called off. So right now his show is just in limbo. We don't know if it's going to be canceled or postponed.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's canceled. So we don't know yet.
We don't know yet. They haven't announced it yet.
Gotcha. All right. So we're having a bit of a meeting in the ladies' room. Next thing, Selena.
Okay, so all the headlines this week about Camila Cabello was that she did an interview and she was talking about being in love with Shawn Mendes and she said it's exhausting. Her exact words were just like being in love is exhausting. It takes it out of you. I wanted to throw it around the room for theories. JV, can we start with you?
Yeah, I think maybe Shawn's that kind of guy who's always like looking at her and always like, because he seems to be so in love. So she's like, okay, you're staring at me. And it says, you want to do every single little thing together. Let me breathe. I need a bit of a break. That's my theory. Natasha, do you have a theory?
Yeah, I think it's because they're having a lot of sex. I mean, she's exhausted.
Oh.
She tours all night, then she rehearses all day, and then when she comes home...
But wouldn't she say that? Wouldn't she say, you know what? Woo, boy, the sex is exhausting.
She would never say that. She has so many young fans. Like, that could be what it is, but she won't ever admit that.
What do you think, then? What is she saying?
I think it's that Shawn is just a sensitive guy. He needs a lot of attention, so it'd be exhausting having to keep up with somebody 24/7 and reassuring them that you love them and they're beautiful.
You might be right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's that.
All right. Graham, what do you think?
I think it's kind of like what you were saying, JV. I think he's like the little puppy dog, and he's just constantly following her around nonstop. Yeah. But it doesn't... If anyone, like my wife said, our relationship was exhausting, I wouldn't take that in a complimentary way.
Yeah,
right. It sounds like there's a...
Right.
I don't know if there's a little bit of trouble there or not, because that's not an adjective you usually use when things are great.
Can I ask the ladies, would you want a guy so into you that it's almost like staring? Because love is blind. The couple that everyone is rooting for is this black woman and this white guy. They're so cute. They're so awesome. I mean, they're just what we're supposed to be. But the guy, every time the cameras are on, I mean, in the reunion show as well, every time they pan over, he is staring at her. He loves her. He adores her. But it's borderline creepy. He's just, would you want a guy like this just puts you up on a pedestal, but he's also, he's like staring.
maybe not every second or every time I look at you, you're like staring at me already. That's kind of weird. But maybe. Yeah, I want somebody to adore me that much that they're like just always wanting to look at me or
constantly
take pictures.
I would think that would get to be, I don't know, too much.
I think every girl wants that attention from someone if they want it. Like, it's creepy if you don't want it, or
yeah, if you don't want that person.
If you don't like the person. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Camila's like, Jesus.
It's exhausting.
Give me a break from the creepery. What else, Selena?
Okay, so on Wednesday, I think it was Wednesday, either Wednesday or Tuesday, I had to go for like my annual, you know, lady doctor visit thing. And these are always really, really awkward, you know? So I kind of like lightheartedly was like, oh, you know, I almost forgot about my appointment. I almost didn't shave my legs last night. Ha 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 ha. And the lady was like, you know, it's okay. You know, we don't even care about that kind of stuff. We have women come in here like right after working out, straight from the gym.
Oh, come on.
And I was like, oh.
You just have no courtesy or consideration?
I mean, if you're going to the dentist, you brush your teeth first, right?
Oh, yes. You do? You...
Oh. Oh, come on.
No, I'm kidding.
You know,
I'm
you floss right yeah, before yeah. every time, JB.
Right. So they can see my gums bleed before they start working on it.
Isn't and make it, them start bleeding again.
Isn't it the doctor's job to wear a mask? So,
but still, be courteous. Yeah. You don't come there with the funk.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I think when you're younger, you don't realize stuff like that until I think it's.
Oh, so someone sounds guilty over here.
No, I'm just saying. I think stuff like that. It's something you learn as you go through life.
I feel like it's just common courtesy. Yeah. Like you just want to be, you know, as fresh as you can be.
Yeah.
For that,
I think you should get whatever's going to be worked on. Just get it ready.
Yeah.
Coming in there with a dingleberry.
Just a light spruce up. I'm not. You know. You don't need to scrub it. Just
yeah.
Freshen up a bit.
Yeah.
A light freshen.
I saw something that got hundreds of thousands of retweets. Some young lady said, retweet if you've had a guy say to you, hey, you need to smile. And in your head, you said, you need to shut the F up.
Yes.
Really? That
yes.
So many women were like, oh, my God, I get this all the time. I'm in line at Starbucks. I'm about to order. And someone comes up going, you know, you should smile. Like, shut up.
I forgot where I was at. I don't even know if I was having a bad day. I don't remember. But this rando comes up to me and he's like, you're too pretty to be not smiling.
I saw a lot of that in the comments.
I don't know if he meant it. Do guys mean that as a compliment? I don't know. But I was already like pissed off probably. It just made me even more mad.
Yeah.
If we're not smiling, there's a reason why we're not smiling.
Yeah. So. And guys coming up like telling ladies what they should do. You know, you'd be a lot. I saw a lot of these comments. You know, you'd be a lot prettier if you'd smile.
So you want to.
I didn't ask you.
Walking around is smiling for no reason. Like, that's
right.
Weird.
And like, I don't need to be pretty for you right now. I'm not.
Don't
some,
even know you.
I'm not a poster on a wall.
Maybe guys say that to girls to see if they will smile at them.
Could be. By the way, can I tell you something? I've been guilty of this long ago. I would say dumb stuff like this. I guess you're just dumb when you're younger. Like, you should smile. You know what I mean? And it's not my business telling people that.
People used to tell me, when I was bartending here in the city, people used to tell me that all the time. You should be smiling. Why aren't you smiling? Why aren't you smiling? I'm at work. This isn't exactly, I'm not on that side of the bar partying.
So
I'm
guys
at work.
Would hit on you too?
Graham, I saw a female bartender say that. Go,
oh,
I want to smack someone. Like, I'm doing my job. I'm hustling. I'm working so hard. And I have to listen to these drunks going, smile. Why don't you smile? You should be smiling. Smile.
Ew.
Like, shut up.
What is it with guys wanting women to be smiling all the time? Like, what is that going to do for you?
Don't know.
But it's not just guys. I would get that from women all the time.
But I think
why
it's
aren't
more.
You smiling? No, yeah. I know, but
it's definitely more.
It's one of those things that just because I'm not smiling doesn't mean I'm not having fun or I'm not in a good mood. My resting face.
And what
face,
does it matter to you?
My resting face
stranger?
Is not a smiling face. It's right. Just not. I know some people that do walk around smiling all the time, and it's creepy. Honestly, it is creepy. But
oh,
they
I
do.
Like people that
but
smile.
They do look genuinely happy. No, I had a buddy. He's smiling all the time in situations where you're not supposed to be smiling. Put your smile away, guy.
I have seen that before as well. A couple of others we can add. There was a list somebody put out. Or someone started this saying, hey, women, can you share your backhanded compliments that you've received? Someone said, yeah. Someone told me, well, you look really good for your age. Hey, guys, stop saying this. You don't need to mention a woman's age.
Yeah, I could see how that. I've never gotten that compliment, but I've definitely made it like to my mom, like not knowing that it could be taken as an insult. I felt horrible afterwards, but,
yeah.
You know.
Someone was told by an ex, you have a body for a porn star, but your face really isn't that good.
Oh,
wow.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
That's brutal. Someone else said, a guy said, your legs are so pretty. Oh, and then the rest of it, what happened to the rest of you?
Oh my God! Wow. Who are these jerks?
A lot of jerks out there. Can I tell you something? I said something to someone here at the station. It was maybe 6 years ago or something like that. And afterwards, I was like, why did you say that? Because that's not what I meant. Like someone that worked here, I just told her, I go, you have the most beautiful face. Like, because she does. She's just, but I was like, oh my God.
That's creepy.
Yeah. Why did you say that, one? And then two, is she going to be like, why? So what? It's my body. That's like, that was stupid. I was just stupid. But I was just trying to be nice. I'm not going to tell you who it is.
I don't think that's, why is that? That's nice.
I just didn't want her to think like, okay, so you're like, why can't I just be a beautiful person if you're going to say it? Why do you have to specify about my face? Because then I walked away thinking that that's what she's going to think. So what? I'm not beautiful. It's just my face.
I would totally take that the wrong way. Right. If somebody came up to me.
I felt
like
that
in a
off
workplace
the energy.
Especially and right. said that.
Really? You would?
Maybe yeah. this is before 6 years ago. It was a little before the Me Too movement. Yeah, keep your mouth shut. Yeah. A little before you could do, you know, just the mouth running.
Yeah. The well, hands. A lot has changed since then.
Yeah. I used to be able to run with the hands, yeah. too. Kidding! Slap a guy in the back of the butt, you know what I mean?
Oh, I miss those days.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Billie Eilish, Sean Wildly for Nine, the Bay's number one hit music station. So we all remember Grammys night. Billie Eilish won 5 awards. It was a huge night for her. So yep. what did she just do? She just went and got a brand new chain. It's 14 karat gold, black diamonds. It says it has like huge 5X. Obviously, that's a reference to her 5 times winning.
Yeah.
We don't know an exact price, but they're saying that other jewelry that looks kind of similar, you know, similar diamonds and gold and stuff cost around $30,000. So it's probably somewhere around there.
When are we going to talk about your wrist, young lady?
I don't know. What about
let's
it?
Let's do it now. What about it?
What about
you guys,
it?
A fine bracelet on there. That thing's gorgeous.
Do you like
very
it?
Sparkly.
Yes, it's amazing.
AJ got it for me.
What it's you so said, nice. Do you like it? You know it's dope, right? It's
no, I know.
A friggin' awesome bracelet.
I
when
know.
Did he get that for you?
For Valentine's Day.
What'd you get him?
Oh. Nothing this nice. I wasn't expecting him to get like this.
Did you answer the question?
You know, I got him some Gucci's cologne stuff, you know.
That's cool. Wow, that's a beautiful bracelet.
I know.
Yeah. And all he wants to do is
no.
a certain thing, and she won't let him.
He hasn't asked for that in a long time. We're not doing that. He probably forgot all about it.
Really quick, Sierra Nicole says, JV, Post Malone was canceled. Want to let you know. I bought tickets a week ago. We're just waiting to see if we get a refund or not. In fact, Post Malone's dad went on Twitter talking about it.
Interesting. Okay.
Because you said he's possibly canceled. She's saying he definitely is.
Yeah, what I saw was that it's either canceled or postponed, that it was still kind of up in the air. But
yeah.
if she actually had tickets, they're saying it's off, then okay. I guess it's off.
And then you guys, I don't have my dad speak on my behalf. You know why, right?
Yeah.
Why?
Why, Graham?
Well, because he's no longer with us.
Why would you bring that up?
Dude, show down like that? God, people, any opportunity they have to talk about my... Anyway, we're just going to move on.
hottest things. Trending. What's hot in hit music, Hollywood, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Squeezed.com. That's where you're going to get that 3-day cleanse. You're going to feel so great afterwards.
Yes. Okay, so Farrah Abraham is being accused of animal abuse. She posted this video with her daughter, Sophia, and they have these two dogs. One dog is named Cupcake. Cupcake has been dyed hot pink and is muzzled in the video. The other dog is Boo, and this dog is dyed blue. People seeing this video are beyond pissed. They're calling her out for animal abuse. They're hitting up PETA. Like, why is she even allowed to have animals? Farrah says the backlash has gotten so bad that it's landed her daughter, Sophia, in therapy. She's calling
why
it
is
hate
your,
speech.
Wait, why is your daughter in therapy? So you said, sit there and read every one of these comments.
Her daughter is on social media, so I wouldn't be surprised if she is on there reading all the comments. But still, maybe it has something to do with this. This is going to make you even more mad. Back in 2018, they had another dog. It was a cute little pom named Blue. Blue ended up dying. And at the time, Sophia, the daughter, she went on social media and she said that she threw Blue, and that led to the dog passing away. And then Farrah wow. had to jump online and clarify that actually the dog died after months of complications from a collapsed trachea.
The other thing is, don't dye your dogs, folks. I know it seems cute. And if you went to like... you know, some super professional who could definitely protect their skin from being burned. But like an animal can't talk. You're just dying them as they're, and you're like, I got to completely get it done. And you're burning their skin. It is abuse. I bet she doesn't care, though. I'm going to do whatever it takes to make it cute. Don't do that.
I guarantee she doesn't care.
What if you could spray paint one of your dogs to look like a little cheetah, though, or something, JV? That'd be so cute.
If you have, you know, something that's safe, you know, for hair that's meant, but, you know, still you're putting chemicals in its face and stuff. Like, just don't. How about just don't? Agreed. Graham, what do you got?
All right, a second NBA player has now tested positive for the coronavirus. Utah Jazz star Rudy Gobert was the first, and when it was discovered last night that he had it, the NBA announced they were suspending the entire season indefinitely. Well, now Donovan Mitchell, who is a teammate of Gobert's on the Jazz, also tested positive. According to reports from players inside the locker room that didn't want to say their names, Gobert had been very careless in the locker room, touching other players and their belongings. Also, the soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo, he's under self-quarantine after a teammate of his tested positive for it. It looks like most of those Euro soccer leagues are all going to be shutting down like the NBA.
Well, hopefully a lot of owners like Mark Cuban will step up for the many people that work at, you know, the centers and are going to need money, that live paycheck to paycheck. Dez hit me yesterday. She goes, JV, Oakland Coliseum isn't having any functions the rest of March, maybe April, all sporting events. I work for the A's. It sucks because if I don't work the games, I'm not getting paid. This is really going to affect a lot of people. I hope these big organizations will hear this and step up. Take care of these people that have been there for you. And I told her, this is going to... Not just the virus, it's going to hurt people in a lot of ways. And I said, we're hoping the best for you, you know, hang in there. Anything else, Graham?
Yeah, the president addressed the nation last night in the midst of this coronavirus crisis. He had previously tried to downplay the impact of the virus, but after the stock market had another brutal day and is off to another awful decline today, and the World Health Organization officially classified the outbreak as a pandemic, he had to address the nation last night. Before he went live, C-SPAN started rolling their cameras a few seconds early, and a hot mic caught this. The president saying a few remarks before they got started.
Anybody have any white? You have any white stuff?
Oh, so he says, "Ah, F." Anyone got any white stuff?
No, he says that was a little creative editing there. He had a pen mark. He said he had a pen mark. He needed some white out, I think. But it did catch him.
And then they gave him the Adderall. I'm kidding. You guys know that's just silliness. Yeah, I'm just being silly.
Little jokey joke, but it did catch him swearing there on a hot mic. The president went on to announce that he was banning all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. That sounds really drastic, but the fine print of the ban is a little more lax. Travel to and from the UK will still be permitted, and entry from the rest of the European countries will be permitted to all U.S. citizens right now.
All right. Thank you, Wild 94.9. Who is this?
My name is Janie.
Janie, you're the winner!
Yeah! Oh my gosh.
Congratulations. 3-day ticket.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. So it's going to be in August, Golden Gate Park. Thank you so much for listening to Wild 94.9. We appreciate you very much.
I'm so jelly.
Yeah, of course. I listen to you guys every morning. I love you all.
Thank you.
We love you too. All right, hang on there one quick second.
Your Eager Beaver pre-sale tickets go on sale today, 10 a.m. Go to sfoutsidelands.com.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.